Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Geek Lounge. I'm your host, Louis Latour.
And this is Adam Smasher.
And in studio, we have, once again,
Erica Harm.
The phenomenal Paul Blankenship.
Whoa!
Wow.
The phenomenal Paul Blankenship.
I'm just going with
it's too,
that.
It's too good. It's too
La
good.
La-dee-da.
Yes. Well,
when you're phenomenal, what can you say?
When you're phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, when you've proven it time and time again, why not just let people know at first when they meet you that way? They're not surprised.
I didn't. It's not. I didn't name myself that.
Yeah,
it's just what I am.
It's just a fact.
I am.
Sometimes when you hear a higher calling or an inner voice, wait a second.
I'm trying to feel better about myself today.
No, that's okay. Build yourself up.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Paul.
See, I went that. I didn't mean to go that way.
Look at me. You are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Look at me. I am the captain now.
Look at me. Look at me. I am phenomenal now.
Look at me.
Yeah. Because I want to reassure you that you're phenomenal.
Okay.
Feel good about yourself.
Can I stop looking at you?
Give it a second.
Hey, guys. Whoa.
Drink it in.
Whoa.
Okay.
Not so close. Not so close.
Right. Oh, sorry. Forgot we're on air.
All right.
Try to be professional, please.
What everybody do this week? What'd you do? Erica.
Me?
Yes.
Moi? Yeah. I played a lot of World of Warcraft because Legion's out and I'm way behind all my friends, which is, I knew that was going to happen, so I won't be raiding with them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And once they're raiding, when they're done with it, I'll just be by myself again. So it's like...
Wait, don't you get...
I just play by myself all the time on this MMO.
Don't you get group experience?
Yeah.
I'm not high enough level to go with them anywhere.
I'm not good enough. But that's what I mean.
Because I don't play 8 hours a day.
If you just tag along in the group and not do anything, don't you get some of that experience?
Well, there's a point where you have to get the gear. You're at max level already, so you're just trying to collect gear that makes you better.
So they're not even gaining experience.
More phenomenal, if you will.
Oh, more phenomenal gear?
Yes.
Cool.
Mm.
It's a little frustrating, honestly.
Yeah. What would you do, Paul?
Well, other than work, last night I saw The Accountant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck, Asperger Syndrome, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does Asperger Syndrome make you a really great assassin?
Yes, that's true.
Oh,
I can vouch for that firsthand.
Did he have Asperger's?
I don't know.
He had
some
form.
He was functional, so I assume it was Asperger's.
Autism. Yeah.
Which Asperger's is, but I'm sure there's
right. So he was, the only thing he ever did was blow on his fingers.
That's
and
like the only...
other than that, which I liked. I kind of liked, which I might do.
You start blowing on your fingers?
You know what I mean? Yeah,
it's a weird little magic ritual.
Before I start anything.
I like that.
And then he went, mostly eating. Like when he's eating his sandwich, boom, and he went.
You gotta warm up the
fingers. So it was all right.
All right.
It was.
It makes you look like a mad genius, though. Like if you're like, "Hey, if you work in an office and it's like, hey, man, we need you to fix these."
It makes you look like everything you do, you're great at.
Yeah,
but yet it could just be something that you know how to do.
We need you to fix the accounts.
Yeah. And then just go.
And then just
truth is, you're horrible at talking.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna eat this chicken.
Just look at the way he eats his chicken.
And then I go.
He's just a genius.
He's a genius. Look at how he tears up his breast. It's like maximum flavor. I don't know how he does it.
But it was one of those movies where I didn't know a whole lot about it.
Yeah.
And then I went in and, I forgot his name. Who's Punisher? What's his name? Was Punisher?
Thomas Jane Barenthal?
No.
John Barenthal?
Ray Winston?
Yeah.
John Barenthal.
Oh, from the series.
Yeah, he's in it. Out of nowhere, and I'm like, "Oh, thank you for saving this movie." It was awesome.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Huh?
Was it bad?
No. It was just. It was like.
Well, not that John Barenthal showed up.
Yeah, you know, I guess up until it was all right. Up until that point, it was I was like, okay, this is gonna be predictable. And then when he showed up, and he just chewed scenes. He was he was basically like a smartass Punisher. You know what I mean? He was just it was nice. So.
I think I know what could have made that movie, and indeed, all movies better.
Don't say it.
More Godzilla.
Oh, more Godzilla?
More Godzilla.
I thought you were going to say less.
That's by Erica, by the way. That's not my joke. That was Erica's joke.
You know what the problem with Godzilla was?
Less Affleck, maybe.
Yeah.
Less Affleck, more Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. Always. Always a winner.
I'm okay with that.
Always a winning combination.
Yeah.
Less Affleck, more.
Who's that? Who's Anna?
You don't know Anna Kendrick is?
The woman in
How dare you, sir?
In the movie with Ben Affleck.
Oh, that girl?
The girl.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
She is our make-believe friend of the show. How dare you? Because we don't actually know her. So.
Yeah.
Is that why her picture's on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
That's exactly why. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not for any other reason.
Very strange. She was cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I do like her.
Yeah.
What the heck?
There's something occurring outside.
Yeah. Somebody's yelling outside our studio. Yeah, that was a little weird. Anyway, I know what we did this week that you forgot. We saw Shin Godzilla.
Godzilla!
Well, I thought you'd want to talk about it because you're the fanboy.
That's true. Yeah, you got me there. Yeah, we did see the new Japanese Godzilla movie.
Yep.
Fan man.
That was awesome.
Yes. Breath weapon.
Bureaucracy. Hooray! Because there was a bunch of it in there. Japanese politics.
A satire of Japanese politics.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd have so much fun watching Japanese people do work.
That's true.
This is entertaining.
I have to say, while there was not enough Godzilla, it was actually entertaining. It was
diligently
the satire
working,
of Japanese
too.
Politics was actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
A lot of reading, though. I felt like I read a War and Peace.
Everybody had a long title. Like, it felt like if you were only going to see someone once or twice, you should know what their title in Parliament is and what their seat is.
Yeah, yeah.
On top of their name. And then you still got to read subtitles because it was all subtitled.
Yeah,
it was tricky. It was tough.
Yeah.
I like how Yaguchi's title just kept getting longer and longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once it just flashes, and it takes up like 2/3 of the screen and the last line is his subtitle.
Yaguchi is the protagonist.
Yeah, he's as close as a protagonist as you're going to get.
He's the hotshot young
he's the guy
bureaucrat.
He's the guy that read it correctly. He's the only guy with any kind of he wanted to analyze and create a solution instead of just conventional wisdom. Bomb it to hell. You know, everybody's wisdom. That was the Japanese wisdom. That was the American wisdom. It was certainly the Russian.
Which didn't work until we showed up.
It didn't work either.
USA!
Actually,
USA!
Try to remember that did make it worse.
But we did hurt him.
We were the first ones to hurt him.
That's true.
Isn't that what the point was to hurt him? I mean, the fact that he evolved after that was...
And got much, much more powerful.
Yeah. But still, I mean, we hurt it. They didn't hurt it.
That's true. The Japanese didn't do anything to him,
So go...
The Japanese were the ones that actually...
Go USA.
Well, spoiler alert.
Well, they won.
They won.
Just leave it at that.
They ended with a victory. Yeah.
It wouldn't be much of a movie if Godzilla won at the end against people.
Well, he usually does. It's just never the first movie. Never the reboot. He never wins in the reboot. He only won in one reboot, and I guess that would be Millennium. Godzilla Millennium. He pretty much won the day, and he told the Japanese to kiss off.
Yeah.
He swiped at the guy in charge of killing him, and then he just kind of destroyed Tokyo around him and walked off. Like, F y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all belong to me. Get out of here.
He was a bastard.
He was.
He won in the American. I mean, the last one, right?
Just saying. Oh, the Gareth Edwards one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't really... While it was worlds better than the 1997 one, it's not really considered, you know, canon, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't ever want to have to watch that one again.
It's just, it's too long, too boring. There you go. Yeah,
no.
I like it.
Yeah.
But Shin Godzilla, it was long, and there wasn't enough Godzilla like the other American one, but it was still way better. It was way more entertaining,
So, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah. What did you do other than Godzilla?
I played...
Oh, that's right.
I played WWE 2K17 all week.
Nice.
We switch gamer roles.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing work and you're
playing
games.
Dude, it surprises me how much time goes by when you're making, because you can make your own character, right?
Yeah.
I woke up yesterday at about 3 a.m. because I had a weird dream and I woke up and I was like, well, I can't go back to sleep. So I started playing from 3 up until maybe I had to leave for the game. So maybe 10,
you didn't make
11.
You didn't make my wrestler, did you?
No, I made my wrestler, and then I messed around with him.
I still got to make Marvin Blando. That's
Marvin
Blando.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good name.
I thought it was... It sounds like a jobber.
It does.
I thought it was like 8. Like, by the time I got up to leave, I was like, it must be 8 o'clock. I woke up, it was like 11 o'clock. I was like, I got to go to the game.
Oh.
Because we get together on Saturdays to...
Game
and
RPG.
Stuff.
Tabletop RPG for you young folks.
Yeah, so I've been playing for about 8
kinda like,
9
kinda
hours?
Like Dungeons & Dragons, except we're actually playing Shadowrun right now. We're running the shadow.
Shadowrun.
Wow.
Yeah. One more fight left.
And we just made a corporate...
Thank God.
And we just made a corporate friend.
Yeah.
Because we saved our life.
We're awesome. Anyway, I played for about 9 hours.
Yeah.
yesterday, and I didn't get to play this morning.
Nice.
I can't wait to get home and play it. And then I watched Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah.
On top of watching The Marine, which we're going to record that later.
How'd you like Return of the Living Dead? Because I personally love that movie.
It was weird, but in a good way, yeah. Like in a very entertaining way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very downer ending, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Just like, oh, we have a solution. Oh, cool. They have a way to fix this.
Boom.
Blow up Cincinnati.
Spoiler alert, but it is 30 years old. So.
Yeah. Blow up Cincinnati.
Louisville.
Or was it Louisville? I thought they were in Cincinnati. No, oh, no. One of the guys. Thinking of something else. Never mind. Yeah. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. It was odd. They were like relentless, too. There was no way to kill them besides like burning
powerful,
them.
Yeah.
And even then.
Yeah. Even then. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like you're sending just the chemicals up more, in the air. Yeah. And there's going to be more coming.
They are the nastiest zombies ever to be. Ever to grace the silver screen. That's
I
say sure.
My favorite part is when the...
Linnea Quigley.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite part.
She dances on the tombstone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't want to say it.
That is a lot of men's like favorite part.
Perv,
in some women's,
yeah.
Too.
But no. Okay, my second favorite part
is
when the guy who works at the mortuary is outside by the ambulance and... There's a zombie eating one of the ambulance drivers, and he shoots at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gets up and it starts walking like
without
towards
legs,
him without
yeah.
any legs.
Yeah.
So it's all freaky looking. Yeah, I laughed a little bit. I don't know if that was okay, but because I was watching the documentary too, and they said that they got this guy who had no legs to play.
Yeah,
the part, and he knew how to do that.
Yeah,
so awesome. He knew how to run on his
stubs.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's just a cool flick. I love that. I do love that movie.
Was,
yeah.
It was odd.
I got that poster.
Dude, yeah, nice.
Yeah. I got it signed by a couple people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did pick up the new Blu-ray of the thing that just released with all the special features that have taken me 2 days to get through. Actually, nice. There's a lot of special features there, yeah.
You know who was surprisingly layered? What was his name? The guy with the black jacket with like the chains.
Oh, Suicide.
Was his name Suicide?
Suicide, yeah. Yeah, he was cool.
What? He was kind of deep. He was like, I know stuff.
Yeah.
I have good ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
People see this. They think this is all I am. There's more to me.
This is the way of life.
Yeah.
And the one girl's trying to dance on him all naked, and he's like, what the hell?
Show some respect.
Show some respect for the dead. And I'm like, oh, that's incredibly layered.
Yeah.
For a guy who dies pretty early on in the movie.
Which,
spoiler alert.
In the special features, I guess the actor died too, unfortunately, but like he was bummed when he had to leave. He was, like his scene was done, and he died early, and he's just like, I guess they all had so much fun together, and they all got along, and he's like, I don't want to go. I'm going to die this way.
He's like hanging off screen.
Yeah.
Hey, you can go, sir.
I got coffee, guys.
Anyway, that was good stuff.
So yeah.
That was about it.
Cool. Briefly. All right, let's take a break. You ready?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So when we get back, we're going to talk, we're going to play a little game, I guess. Like,
it's not even a game.
Spot the real plot. Hey, wow.
First of all,
we could do that.
Here's the thing. First of all,
we just made this up on the fly, folks.
Yeah, this is not a game. We're just going to tell you some plots to some stupid stuff.
Well, no. We could come up with a fake plot and then see.
When we get back, because apparently we got some. That's what I thought too. We got some work to do in the middle of the break. So, spot the plot.
It's a little scary when you see the sign. Picture it hairy and whitening inside your mind.
Welcome back to the Geek Lounge, where we are experimenting with draconian radio. The next person who can't be loud on the radio, we're going to strap your head to the microphone.
Yes.
But to the arm as well. We're not going to let you off easy, as there's suggested, and have like a remote mic.
So you can move around.
What?
You can move around. Oh.
Strap him in. Strap him in.
He wants it.
Yeah.
He wants
strap
it.
Strap me in tight.
Do it.
That is what I'm into.
Do it.
Do it.
Strap me in.
All right. Cool. Weird. All right, guys. Okay. You guys ready?
Yes.
So you're going to give us fake plot lines or not? I thought you guys were going to give it. That's the way I understood it.
No. So. We were going to give you. So, okay, so Paul and I, huge wrestling fans.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal wrestling fans.
Yes. Stone cold
phenomenal,
fans.
But also wrestling fans.
But one thing that we do acknowledge from wrestling is that the 90s, considered the Attitude Era, was considered one of the best eras by a lot of the older fans, but when you look back at it, it was really terrible.
Yeah,
it was like bad. In a lot of ways. You could probably pick a handful of matches and enjoy them, but a lot of the storylines and everything were so, I don't know, Vince McMahon-ish or just whatever he found funny.
Yes, this is bad.
They were
his
really,
own
a
personal
lot of them
sense
really
of
bad.
Yes, sensibilities. Forcing it on you.
Yeah.
Forcing
it
on you.
Yeah, and a lot of them were terrible, sexist, awful. When you look back on it, I mean, back then it was like, what? What's going on? But now it's like, oh, that was terrible. It's awful.
I'll just have to take your word for it.
So well,
we're
because,
about to.
Yeah, because, because I think because Paul and I are going to each share one storyline from 90s, from the 90s era of wrestling that we thought was just awful and bombastic and terrible.
Or maybe you'll like it.
Or maybe you'll love it. Maybe you'll like
maybe
it.
Maybe we'll research.
All right. Hit us.
Okay, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So I'm going to start. So one thing that that happens a lot in wrestling is
they
that
wrestle?
Is yeah they wrestle
sometimes
really
in the 90s it was sometimes
occasionally
I had heard
wrestle.
That actually that
but in the world a man meets a woman and sometimes they fall in love okay and this story is about a romance whenever
I'm almost 50 when's that gonna happen.
I guess I
oh, I wasn't trying to
I
turn it
say,
into a pity party.
I did
sorry.
Say sometimes.
Oh, okay. You know? Fair enough.
Okay.
Sometimes.
And maybe you won't. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll die first.
You know what I mean?
Ouch. No, I mean you. I mean, I'm saying if you don't find love, maybe you'll just die and you won't have to worry about it. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
It. Not you.
Wow.
Specifically.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, damn.
And sometimes, like, when you
pull
work...
Pull that out of the back. Okay, pull that knife
out. Oh, just... like, oh, my kidneys.
Right, it's going to happen for you. All right. Is this, I don't know, is that kind of show? Or we're going to talk about relationships
No, no, no. I didn't mean to go there.
Okay.
Let's try to make a joke.
Let's
turn into more.
People work in an office, right? Sometimes they'll meet each other, and they fall in love, right? Sometimes in wrestling, wrestlers will meet each other, and they'll fall in love.
Okay.
It's happened all the time. CM
as
Punk,
part of a storyline or actually
depends.
CM Punk and AJ are in a relationship.
Yeah, and
AJ Styles. Sorry. It's two different AJs.
Well, that's another rumor, but we'll talk about. No, just kidding. No, but so you know, this is a story about
love.
So you have
beautiful, simple love.
You got a man. His name is Mark Henry. Okay, like, that's his name.
Sure.
Okay,
I'll have to take your word for it. I don't know.
Considered the world's strongest man.
Hey, sir,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You'll have your chance.
I just didn't know we were going to touch on names.
We're just talking about names right now. We're not putting labels on people.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a young man, Mark Henry. Okay. And then you have a lady named May Young. May Young.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they meet.
Okay.
And they start a romance backstage. They're really enjoying each other. There's a romance. Okay. One thing about Mark Henry is his nickname is
the world's strongest man.
And what's his nickname though?
Sexual chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's where that comes from?
Yes.
Well, no, I think it came way before
that.
Right, it did. But he is sexual chocolate.
But he went by the moniker sexual chocolate. Yeah.
Now he is an Olympic
so he's from
power lifter.
He's from Canada or
no.
That's a joke. Anyway, go ahead.
No, he was an Olympian.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
I was gonna say a lot of them were athletes at some
and he
level.
And he was signed by Vince McMahon because of his power.
Sexual chocolateness?
Exactly. Well, knowing Vince, that could have been a big wife.
He's so big and sexual like chocolate.
So he's backstage, and they start a romance with Mae Young. Now, Mae Young is also a wrestler.
Cool.
Okay. No. Now, here's
where, why is Luis laughing with that weird mysterious look?
She's a wrestler. Now, she's not really as active in wrestling.
I think we're getting set up
as much as she was before because – and here's where – you know, and then nothing against this type of stuff, okay? Because this happens a lot where you
this
have –
This isn't
a,
the
you
weirdest
have younger,
part of the story.
You have younger meeting older and stuff like that, and these romances happen, okay? It just so happens that Mae Young is – at the time, was 77 years old.
Wow. Okay. And a wrestler?
No, she wasn't really as active wrestling.
Okay.
She was just kind of backstage. She's a cantankerous girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Really tough.
Yeah.
And Mark Henry at the time of the romance.
Cool. It's all good.
Yeah. You know, at the time of the romance was 29 years old.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
So they got in a relationship together. So some backstage vignettes. one where they're in bed together.
So this is part of the actual show now.
Tough. Yeah.
Very tough. As far as I know.
The whole thing that he's been saying has been part of the show.
Oh, okay.
We don't know that.
Well, it could have been something that happened. Maybe they were really in love.
Yeah, they might have been in love, okay?
This isn't the weirdest part of the
might
story.
Might have been there.
Really?
No.
Oh.
And this actually happened. It was actually the year 2000, mm-hmm. which is interesting, on a Monday Night Raw. Well, up until that point, it had been alluded to that they were going to have a baby together.
Okay.
And in the 2000 show of Raw, Monday Night Raw, she goes into labor.
What?
Okay.
On the show.
On the show. Yeah. So they're wheeling her through.
Oh, come
okay.
on.
You have, who was the Stooges, the two guys?
Pat Patterson and Larry Briscoe. Yeah.
Was it Briscoe? Well, anyway,
Gerald Briscoe.
Yeah, who are old wrestlers. They were there too. They're helping her out.
Yeah.
They're wheeling her through the thing. Mark Henry's there. Everybody's trying to. They're trying to wheel her into the ambulance to get her to the hospital. Just so happens that you know she's got to have that baby. They got to do it. So it's amazing. It was probably the first time ever that on Monday Night Raw they were going to deliver a child
of a 77-year-old. Well, that's what was thought.
They pull her into the room, and they get it all set up.
Oh dear God!
There is some questions when they get her set up.
So
they got
this turn
they
into
got her
a
legs
Larry
up.
Cohen film.
They
or,
got her legs up, and they're preparing. The doctor asks her one of the.
This is televised, right?
The doctor asks her, "May, when was the last time that you had your period?"
Yeah, menstruation.
And she said 1959. So he's like, okay. Interesting thing is she demands a cigar. So they give her a cigar and her friend, the fabulous Mula, who is her friend, who was her younger friend.
Sure.
Who by maybe 5 years or something, her younger friend. Fabulous Moolah. Anyways, Fabulous Moolah lights it up. She's smoking her cigar.
These are fabulous, fantastic ladies, right? Yeah, these are like they would do that kind of stuff. Just smoke a cigar.
Yeah,
and
they would smoke
care.
It. She's really smoking that cigar. Yeah, like, they light it up. She's smoking it. She's puffing
while giving birth.
She's pushing. The doctor's like, "Let's go. It's coming. It's coming out." There is people are.
I don't think
people are getting sick. People are getting sick in the room.
Look on your face, Erica, says it all.
People are getting sick in the room.
I don't know what's happening.
And she gives birth to a hand.
What?
Just a hand.
Just a hand.
Just a hand. Just a slimy
they
hand.
They pull the hand out. What? Okay. And it's Pat Patterson says, as Briscoe is throwing up, people are throwing up. Holds a hand up, and Pat Patterson says, "Well, let's give Mae Young a hand." And they all give her a hand.
What?
Because she gave birth to a hand.
Are you kidding me?
And that was the last time David Lynch directed wrestling.
That's good. That's very good.
So
what?
That was what? That. To this hell? Day, though, here's the thing. I read a controversy is that the hand did not look like it was a Mark Henry type hand. There is some conjecture whether or not he is the
Mark
father.
Mark Henry type hand?
Well, he is
father
conjecture
of
whether
the hand.
He is the father of the hand or if someone else might be the father of the
because,
hand.
Well, I don't want to get into the dirty. Mark Henry is black.
Okay, he's black.
That hand was not in any way, shape, or form black.
So I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like that. But needless to say.
And I think you hit the nail on the head. That's the last time David Lynch directed something for the WWE.
Yes. Needless to say, Vince McMahon.
If we were playing Spot the Plot, I'd be like, bullshit, that didn't happen.
Mm. Yeah.
And I owe a dollar. Damn it. Yeah. I don't have any dollars.
Needless to say, it's believed in the wrestling circle that Vince McMahon is not a big fan of Mark Henry.
All right.
Maybe that could have been. Well, actually, here's the thing. Here's what's funny, because there's more to that story, a little bit more.
There's more.
Which is years later, after that all happened, it all kind of died down. It was pretty dumb. So I think on an anniversary show, maybe like a few, many years later, they had a segment where Mark Henry was with Mae Young, and they were sort of, I guess, reuniting or something. And then she tells him, does she want to meet his son?
Right? Which, they brought it back up.
So he, well, yeah, because it was ridiculous. I think by this point they were just poking fun at it.
Okay.
Right? So he said, do you want to meet your son? And he's like, well, yeah, of course I want to meet my son. So they bring out a full-grown man in a hand costume.
What?
In a cheap,
like Party store City.
Party City hand costume.
Like the Stover's glove?
I was going to say. Yeah, like Hamburger Helper. Like,
it was a hand, and father and son were finally reunited in
what the
a beautiful heck? Story. It's beautiful. WWE story.
Wow, yeah. That's just weird. That's just weird.
Okay, then.
It gets weirder.
David Lynch.
It gets weird. Okay, so.
Save your David Lynch, because it's right here.
So.
Jump right in.
This one that I have to tell is also kind of about love. Kind of. Yeah, it's about love lost.
Love lost. Love.
Mostly. So there
Love's
is.
Labor's lost in space.
Highway.
So there's a.
Cold
so
love.
There's this. So there's this wrestler.
Yeah.
His name is Kane. He is a masked demon. I guess he's what he's supposed to be.
Sure.
And at some point in his life, before he started wrestling, he had a girlfriend. So. They never talk about it up until it was brought up one night while they were wrestling. A wrestler known as Triple H had brought up to Kane the name Katie Vick.
Okay.
Now, Katie Vick, we don't know who she is.
Okay.
We were all as confused as anybody else.
Like Katie Vick?
The only two people who knew Katie Vick was Triple H and Kane.
Okay.
Right? So, Triple H, or Kane, is actually very distraught about being brought up and everything. So, he comes out the next night, or the next week. And he talks about who Katie Vick is. So that he reveals to us that Katie Vick was his girlfriend.
Okay.
From a very long time ago. Who he and her were at a party. They got drunk and they ended up getting in a car accident.
This is Kane's girlfriend, right?
Yes.
The demon.
The demon Kane, yes.
Okay.
Which, by the way, he was burnt as a baby. That was his original storyline. So he was a big burnt monster type person who had a girlfriend.
So Vic McMahon, right? Game of Thrones. So, point. So,
everyone needs love.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, who's maybe not, she saw past that. And
who's not burnt, which is weird.
Yeah, who's not burnt? Who later on turns on to not be burnt.
They keep calling him a burnt freak, but he's like,
he's just a dude.
I can't find any burnings on him.
Yeah, he looks fine.
So he's just fine.
He's got like a small, like, curling iron burn on his forearm that his sister got him.
Maybe
he's
like,
from his actual wife.
Yeah.
anyway, so he tells a story about what happened to Katie Vick.
Yeah.
Triple H comes out and makes fun of him. Decides this isn't where this is going to end because this should go further. So the next week on Raw, Triple H shows everyone a video of Katie Vick's funeral. Right?
Right.
Okay.
So we go to the video.
Just happen to have this video.
We go to here's the thing is it's not an actual video. It's something he shot. So we're at a funeral parlor with empty seats and a casket with presumably a body in it. And in comes Kane, or who we think is Kane, who actually turns out to be Triple H dressed up as Kane with a mask. Because Kane wears a mask.
Yeah.
So totally easy to hide yourself as Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Puts on the Kane mask, comes in. Hello? Is anybody here? It's me, Kane.
It's me, Kane.
Just a terrible impression of Kane. So he just kind of looks around. Nobody's there. And he goes over to...
I have a feeling this is about to go off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
How about this is not the worst part.
Yeah. Cliffhanger.
We're going to leave you on a cliffhanger. Kane comes in looking around.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Geek Lounge.
Yeah!
Where we were left hanging off a cliff with the tragic story of Kane and Katie Bell.
Katie Vick.
Katie Bell.
Katie Vick. I don't know where you got Katie Bell from. Bell.
Probably because when I watched the Assassin's Creed preview the other night, I was like, why is Marion Cotillard on there?
And where's Kristen Bell?
Where's Kristen Bell?
Who played that role in the games.
It was so out of place to me. I'm like, okay, maybe they're trying to class it up, but you know what? I want Kristen Bell!
It's got you that upset? You're still thinking about it?
It was so out of place to me. I'm like, they should. Kristen Bell's available. It's not like she's working her butt off. She's primarily raising kids, but I know she'll still take a few parts.
She's doing a movie. She's doing a show with Ted.
Didn't that strike you as odd?
She's busy.
No?
Yeah, she's busy. I don't know. She's got things. Motherhood keeps you busy.
I like Marion Cotillard, but I think it's how you pronounce it. But Kristen Bell
should have
been
there. She's in a show with Ted Danson now.
So. Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, on NBC. I didn't know. Maybe she was busy. Maybe she was busy.
Yeah, that's not a joke. She is.
Okay.
The one in New Orleans? Is that one?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
So I got
it's a comedy
confused.
Show.
I just want to see that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, so do I.
I want to see Assassin's Creed.
I want to see Kristen Bell in Assassin's Creed. Oh, no. Okay. I'll just play the game again.
Well, we can't have everything we want, can we?
How does it feel to want?
All right. Back to Katie.
So where did I leave off? The
He's Kane and the Kane pokes funeral into home. The
funeral. Yes. So
Kane. It's Kane. Is
it's obviously
here?
Not Kane because Kane is several...
Now, is
he taller than Triple H? So he's a very big man.
Is he doing it? Is he trying to do a good impression? Or is it bad?
Well, he's trying to do an impression of Kane, and it's not great. Yeah. So it's really bad. It's like, hello, is anybody here? It's me, Kane. Oh, okay, cool.
I am Kane. It's me.
It's just Kane, everybody.
Friend of Katie's, Kane here.
Kane here.
Anybody here?
Ex-boyfriend Kane. So he Triple H dressed as Kane, walks in. With a Kane shirt on, like a wrestling shirt.
He's not
even properly dressed.
He's just wearing the mask.
And Triple H has the long hair, so he doesn't need
a beard.
So he comes in, and there's nobody in the funeral home or in the funeral parlor.
The viewing chamber, whatever it is.
And there is a coffin, an open coffin, which has Katie's body in it.
Sure.
Katie's, but it's a recreation, again.
Yeah.
It's not real. But he says it's actual footage. So it's basically... He goes over to the body, and he just has a few words with it, you know, about how he's sorry, about what happened to her.
I love you so much.
Just real bad. And then it starts turning into, I love you so much, and I miss you, and blah, 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 blah. And it starts turning a little bit sexual.
What?
Right?
What?
Just a little bit.
What?
So Triple H as Kane starts saying weird stuff like, you look so good right now. Stuff like that. I assume something like that. I haven't watched the video. I can't watch the video in a long time. This is all very cringeworthy, by the way.
Yeah,
even bad. I'm sitting at home as a young boy going, this is, I can't even.
There's something fundamentally wrong.
Terrible.
Here.
Don't tell me he's going to do what I think he's going to do.
And there's probably a few people out there like, yeah, touch the body. Yeah.
So then.
You can't see my face, but it's there.
Yeah, so then he takes off his shirt. Starts taking his shirt off.
Oh, good. This is happening.
Off all of his clothes. This is a very long and uncomfortable scene.
So this is all of his clothes. So this is Lars Van Trier's brief directorial debut
in professional wrestling.
David Lynch, now Lars Van Trier.
He hops in the coffin with the Katie Vick dummy, who's dressed up like a cheerleader because he's sick, right?
Right.
And
that's how she wants to be remembered.
And he starts thrusting in the coffin.
Oh, dear.
He is in the coffin.
This is on TV?
This is on television.
Oh, my God.
So all you're seeing is you're seeing a coffin. You're seeing a man in it, right? And he's just thrusting on basically a dummy, right? Like really bad. In one of the most uncomfortable wrestling. Luckily, no one walked in.
Yeah.
And we're just like, what is that? What's happening?
Yeah, you'll never watch wrestling. Yeah. That would have been the end for you.
That could have very well killed.
If the parents would have walked in.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been it.
I would have been done. Never I couldn't been able watch, to wrestling. Watch wrestling. You can't again. Watch wrestling in the house because they bang dead people.
Good point.
So he's thrusting in the coffin, really badly.
I hope they do that at the NXT
when we go to NXT in December. And then finally he's finished, I guess.
Ugh.
And then he stops and he goes, "Oh, Katie, oh no!" And he holds up. This, like a mass, like a pink blobby mass.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "Oh no, Katie, I screwed your brains out."
Oh God, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And then
you are kidding me?
No, that happened. And then
Erica's speechless.
I just.
It's baffling.
There's no neurons to process this. I don't. What?
The Attitude Era, everybody.
It was wonderful.
So I presume that he leaves, end of video, and Triple H is laughing his ass off in the ring. He thinks it's the funniest. He thinks it's the funniest damn thing he's ever done. And everyone in the audience is just like, oh my God, what did we
what just, the hell just happened?
He's having a good time. There's no reaction. Here's the thing in wrestling is, even if people cheer you or boo you, any reaction is a good reaction.
But abject horror?
If you're not getting a reaction, you're not doing your job. But silence?
Yeah.
Abject horror? Yes. He's laughing his ass off. He's having a good time. Ha, ha, ha. Look what I did. Isn't that funny, guys? And everyone's just like, what?
Why?
If you could have a microphone, you hear a bunch of like switches. Everybody's processing.
There aren't even any cricket noises or anything.
Even the crickets were like, oh, what the hell just happened?
The only person was in the back was Vince McMahon. I know he was like, yes!
If you listen closely, you could just hear, nailed it! Yeah!
And then
he's trying to high-five people.
Briscoe and Patterson are, yes, sir, that was great, sir. Yes, sir.
Very good,
yes,
sir. Very good.
Very good.
John Laurinaitis, like, oh, it's very good.
That's great.
It's great, Vince. Real great.
I just imagine there's an error window above the crowd, like crowd stopped working.
Error 404.
Cut to the crowd.
I wish they would have cut to like Vince McMahon in the back, like watching to see how it goes. Yeah. And everybody, like he's got there like a group of people there with him, writers and bookers and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he's laughing his ass off too. And everyone's just watches. And even the people in the back are like, oh my God, no.
He's running around lifting their arms to high five them because they just can't.
And then
react.
He turns around and just goes, "Laugh, damn it!" And then they all start force laughing.
But I feel like Triple H. I feel like Triple H. After they filmed that in the thing, like he was like, "Are we done?" And I feel like he just broke down and started crying. Like, chair.
This is the last time I'm ever doing freaking Vince McMahon's crap.
He's crying.
Which is wrong because he now owns the. Well, he's going to basically own the company.
Yeah, basically.
What year was that?
1990.
So is that long ago?
2000? I don't even remember, man.
It was a while ago.
It was like late 90s.
You're still so speechless. Strange.
About 2000? 2001?
You're still just like
2002, well, somewhere around there?
She's still processing, by the way.
And I watched, there was a promo where he came out on Raw with like a live audience.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was before. I think it was after. And he's basically... First of all, one of the messed up things was he was accusing Kane of killing her because he was drinking and driving. Like he was basically saying, because she was supposed to be.
Who was accusing Kane?
Triple H was accusing Kane.
That's
when
he brought up the whole Katie
Vick
thing. Yeah, so he was messing with her by telling them that he killed her. Yeah.
But then there was another one later where he said he killed her. And then he goes, he's like basically just says, I think he pretty much says, let me ask you a question, Kane. Did you screw her before the accident or did you screw her right there when she was dead?
Really? I don't even remember that.
Yeah. Right on the highway, right there.
On the highway.
And I was like,
which is probably where the whole having sex with her in a coffin thing came from.
And you know what? I got to say, he looked real enthusiastic when he was giving that promo. He was fine with it. Like, he was going for it. So.
You said this is all the 90s?
Well, early 2000s, I would say, probably.
Like, wow.
It just sounds like there was a lot of cocaine involved with whatever decisions were being made.
Vince McMahon, everyone.
I'm glad my wrestling career, or my fan of wrestledom, ended and began in like 1988. That was it. Like,
yeah, it's probably the guess.
1 year, 2 years time.
There was that whole time.
Because I was in the Army and everybody was into it, so we were all kind of...
When it comes to the WWF, WWE now, when it comes to that, I smell Vince. Like, there'll be like storylines that'll come along, and then all of a sudden there's those storylines like that come along. You're like, I smell Vince.
I know that's Vince right there because he's got a weird, twisted sense of humor.
Yeah.
I tell you one of his rejected storylines?
It's all that cocaine.
Yes.
One of his rejected storylines. So
I'm wrapped.
So, let me just conclude it. So basically, this happens. Him and Kane have a casket match. and Shawn Michaels interferes.
Casket
match. Explain that.
So it's very simple. Yeah. In a casket match, the only way to win is to put your opponent in a casket and close the lid,
like a coffin.
Like a coffin. Okay. That's the only way.
Like
to
that kind of casket. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much knock them out and you roll them in the casket, and they put the casket top on it, and that's the end of the match.
I kind
of
like that.
It's like a buried alive match or something.
It's kind of cool.
Which you get buried alive.
I gotta say, I kind of like that.
With the help of Shawn Michaels,
it's like a finishing move in Mortal Kombat.
You do that in boxing. Not only and I have to knock them out, but they can't get up. So until you get them,
you gotta roll them into the casket.
So if they're able to struggle the way out, they're still in the fight.
Yeah. So Kane, with the help of Shawn Michaels, beats Triple H in the casket match, and then we never hear or speak about Katie Vick again. That is the end of that feud, which had no bearing for anything because it didn't do anything. There wasn't a championship match for Kane at the end. There wasn't a big hoopla of a main event at a pay per view. Nothing.
Yeah.
It just sort of ended, and that was the end of the whole Katie Vick.
Did he win the title?
Not from Triple H. No, because Triple H was feuding with Shawn Michaels.
And Kane was the tag champ.
His heart wasn't even really in it. Kane was the tag champ with the Hurricane.
Hurricane,
what was the rejected storyline?
So let me give you a rejected storyline. Okay. This is a lot of stuff that's been confirmed, right?
Okay.
So the entire McMahon family.
So McMahon rejected it,
No, McMahon wanted it to happen, but I think since he had so many detractors, including his family, because it involved them, they were like, "Yeah, we're not doing that."
Okay.
So he was just like, fine.
Yeah,
we won't do it." Okay. Type of deal.
Which is hard.
Which is good. Yeah,
because he doesn't do that very often.
No, he doesn't. So the whole McMahon family is involved in professional wrestling now, the show. And again, Triple H. This is Triple H again. Triple H, in real life, ends up marrying Vince McMahon's daughter.
Yeah.
Right?
In real life, not a plot line.
Well, in the plot line, that's a whole nother story for another episode.
They got married here in Vegas.
Yeah.
But in real life,
she was unconscious, and they drove through a drive-through.
And he impersonated her. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
The attitudes towards women in these shows.
Oh, yeah.
That's Vince McMahon to a T, yes.
Wow.
There's worse things I can tell you.
Oh, yeah.
So the whole McMahon family is involved, and they're Triple H and Stephanie McMahon are really married. Okay. And she, at the time that they brought this storyline up, she was pregnant with Triple H, I guess, as his first child. So she was not in front of the camera. And Vince McMahon wanted her in front of the camera, so he brought up the storyline idea in which the baby that she's pregnant with would be his baby.
Vince McMahon's baby?
Vince McMahon's baby.
Yeah.
Her father.
Yeah. It would have been an incest storyline.
What? Oh.
Right? So there was no other details besides there's going to be an incest storyline where it's going to be his baby. She said no. Which
obviously, that's an obvious no.
Good choice, right? Good there. For you. It's a good thing this didn't happen. I probably would have stopped watching wrestling. And then McMahon goes to Plan B. He's like, "Oh, you don't want to do that? Okay, Plan B. It's your brother Shane's baby." And she was still like, "No,
not better."
And he was finally, and it was rejected. And he was finally just like, "Okay, fine."
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's legit.
Oh, yeah.
He actually wrestled her, his daughter, in a pretty brutal match.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he wrestled her, punching her. And
I mean,
did she win at least?
I think she did,
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. He pinned her.
He wrestled his son, Shane, as well.
He wrestled Shane.
And Shane beat him.
Yeah.
With pretty awesome.
He wrestled God. He won. That is not a joke.
That actually sounds completely like Vince McMahon.
He was making fun of Shawn
Michaels.
These
for
These are small, little dumb things. There's plenty that we could tell you.
Oh, yeah,
Shawn Michaels is a born-again Christian. Yes. Greatest wrestler of all time. He's a born-again Christian.
Greatest wrestler of all time.
One of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
You can make an argument. Yep.
Yeah. He's a born-again Christian.
And Owen Hart.
And Owen Hart. Owen Hart was great. Owen Hart was great. Come on. Him and Bret Hart match were good. So, real quick, Shawn Michaels, born-again Christian. Vince McMahon at the time was sort of giving him crap, making fun of him for being a born-again Christian. So he challenges him to a tag match where it's him and his son Shane versus Shawn Michaels and God. So it's basically Shawn Michaels wrestling by himself.
Yeah.
And then he had a singles match with God and he won. Wasn't it? Wasn't that what happened?
I think so.
Yeah.
So was God in like robes?
Nope.
And
no, it was just Shawn Michaels. That's the point.
No, no.
Because he's a born again Christian.
There was nothing. So Shawn Michaels comes out to his music, right?
God. This smells like McMahon.
And then gospel music plays and a light, just a light right in the middle of the stage, just right there. And that was God. There was nobody. There was nothing.
Yeah.
There was nobody dressed as God.
But they promoted it, though. That God would be there.
That God would be there. And that was it.
So that was disappointing.
So God. Yeah, it was basically nothing but a light, which he beat. He promptly beat.
He pinned the light, huh?
One, two, three.
Well, yeah. He pretended there was somebody there, but yeah.
Who did?
Vince.
Oh, I was going to say, Vince. I know Sean was probably like, he had to.
And I think that's it for this week. That is horrifying.
Wrestling!
And it's the, now we get to see.
I need to go drink heavily to get the rest out of my mouth.
Seth Rollins.
CrossFit Jesus. Anyway, yeah. So it's a lot better now.
Thanks, everybody. And remember,
go to our Facebook, Geek right. Lounge, our Twitter, Geek_Lounge, and buy our beautiful shit.
That's right. It's gonna
be what it's gonna be. Created by Louise LaTorre and Munch, the Geek Lounge is produced and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher and was recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under the Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. The show's theme is Shock Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at TurquoiseBand.com. TURKUAZ band.com for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more. By the way that he thinks, not clothing lines, ice links, leather and minks. I spent 20 plus years seeking knowledge itself. So for now, Mark Brecker's living life for wealth. He